Next week kicks off Dillingham's very own Beaver Roundup, our unique to us annual community celebration. More than anything, the celebration is just that, a theme-based annual community celebration, just as you might find in any community, anywhere across this great nation of ours. I've shared before that in my hometown in Kansas, it was held in July and called Cowtown Days, hearkening back to Ellsworth's start as a genuine Wild West cowtown. Another community I lived in for some time celebrated Checkfest, an after-harvest festival that was focused on the community's roots as a frontier town that was founded by people from Czechoslovakia. Again, every community seems to have one, and each one has a specific focus tied to the area's history. And so it is for us that it's Beaver Roundup. I've done this before, and I think it's worth doing again, though I do start from scratch each time. Let's take some time today to talk about the animal that will be at the center of attention next week, Castor canadensis, otherwise known as the North American beaver. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. You might have noticed and be scratching your head at why I specified the North American beaver. I mean, a beaver's a beaver, right? Well, actually no. There is also a beaver across the pond that's found across many parts of Europe and West Central Asia called the Eurasian beaver. At a glance, they look like they could be one in the same animal. However, below the surface, they're not only different, they're not even compatible. North American beavers have 40 chromosomes. Their Eurasian counterparts have 48. A rather rigorous attempt was made in Russia a while back to produce a hybrid. The net result of those efforts was a single stillborn kit, not exactly a smashing success. Beyond the chromosome differences, some of the things you might notice if you took a close enough look include differences in the size and shape of the skull and nose, shorter shin bones, which make it more difficult for Eurasian beavers to stand on their hind legs, a narrower tail, and larger anal glands. Also, while this is far from an ironclad way to identify them, the majority of North American beavers sport those distinctive chestnut-reddish guard hairs, while the propensity of Eurasian beavers have light tan, almost beige-colored guard hairs. So with all due respect to their Eurasian brethren, let's turn our attention to the beavers that we celebrate. The fur trade and beaver trapping in particular, and its former importance to our local economy and history, is something we remember when we celebrate Beaver Roundup. But the animal and the pursuit and harvest of them are not unique to us. Beavers have been an area resource for the native population for longer than anyone will ever be able to pin down. Beaver fur is a very warm, durable fur, and beaver meat can be terrific table fare. Taken together, beavers have had a great deal of value through the years. Also, much of European exploration of Alaska was driven by the fur trade, which included beavers. Even as that was happening here in the 1700s and 1800s, much of the western two-thirds of the lower 48 was opened up and explored in the early 1800s for the same reason, capitalizing on the fur trade and, in the case of the lower 48, specifically for beaver hides. During the 1800s, across much of Canada and the American West, beaver furs were so heavily traded that they became a unit of currency unto themselves. Beaver hides were called plews and were traded for needed supplies, such as clothing, tools, blankets, traps, guns, powder, and food. In Canada in the 1700s, the Hudson Bay Company, at one time a large fur-trading monopoly of a company, had what they called the made beaver, a unit of currency in which one quality adult winter beaver was one made beaver, and they had metal coins to trade which represented made beavers, as well as fractional coins for halves and quarters as well. All that to say that the beaver has a long, colorful history, not just in Dillingham, but across pretty much most of our entire continent. So what do you know about these fascinating animals that have accounted for nearly six decades worth of celebration? I am far from a top-level beaver expert, but I do have my own history with them that goes back over 30 years. Over most of my adult life and back into my teen years, I have sometimes put forth decent efforts at trapping them, where time and circumstance made such a proposition worthwhile. I have skinned more than a few and had to learn a little along the way to close the deal. One fact that some folks find surprising is that beavers are basically really large mice. They are our continent's largest rodent, and as such share a bond with mammals such as mice, rats, and porcupines. In fact, they're second in size in the rodent family only to the larger capybaras of South America. And just how big is big? Adult beavers in Alaska usually weigh somewhere between 40 and 60 pounds, though extremely old, fat ones can sometimes come close to triple digits. In fact, I personally caught a few over 60, and one that weighed 72, though that was in Kansas, not Alaska. And I know a guy in Virginia that caught one that weighed in at a whopping 106 pounds. They are between 3 and 4 feet long, and adults will have a tail that's 10 to 12 inches in length. Most people will recognize that they're some type of brown in color, and that can range from a light dusty brown to almost black, although that chestnut brown I mentioned is the most common. The tail is very dark gray to black and broad, and is one of its most recognizable traits, along with those distinctive orange-colored rodent incisors. Which, by the way, have you ever wondered, why orange? The orange comes from a high iron content that's found in the enamel on the front of the teeth. As you might expect with a community and area that celebrates beavers and beaver trapping, beavers are very common across the Bristol Bay area. In fact, they're pretty easy to find around just about any forested part bordering any kind of water, anywhere in our state. They are very prolific, widespread, and adaptable. Evidence of their habitation is always easy to spot. Chewed trees and vegetation, heavy trails leading to the water's edge, dams and lodges all serve as something of a neon sign pointing to the presence of beavers in an area. While it's true that all animals have adaptations that make them unique, it's perhaps even a bit more true with beavers, that just really don't look like anything else, from those teeth at the front to the tail at the back. That spatula-like scale-covered tail has several critical uses, including as a rudder when swimming, an alarm when danger is near, and an extra leg to provide balance when cutting down trees. The webbed-hind feet, and that webbing is thick and rubbery if you've never touched a beaver foot, help to make them superior swimmers. They have valves that shut off in their noses and ears while they are swimming and working below the water's surface, and they have skin flaps in their mouths that allow them to chew while underwater. They also have glands on either side of their anus called castor glands. The scent in these glands is used to mark territory, and it's a favorite scent of trappers, whereas it's a very attractive odor to many predatory fur-bearing species. In fact, most trappers not only utilize the fur when they trap beavers, but harvest the castor glands as well, either for personal use as a trapping scent or to sell. Beavers are omnivores and eat bark, grasses, roots, and aquatic plants. They also eat leaves, inner bark, and the twigs of alder, birch, cottonwood, willow, and other deciduous trees. Across agricultural parts of our continent, they can be a nuisance with crops such as corn and beans. Their large, sharp, upper and lower incisors that I mentioned earlier are used to cut trees and peel bark while eating. These teeth grow throughout a beaver's life but are worn down by grinding them together, cutting down trees, and feeding. In closing, I'd like to provide you with one other beaver tidbit. Consider the following. Beavers, as stated, are North America's largest rodents. Closer to home and tied to the idea of how large they get, one beaver roundup event is the biggest beaver competition, where trappers bring in the largest that they have caught. I also mentioned that occasionally they top 100 pounds. None of that, though, gets anywhere close to what beavers used to be. An extinct species called, cleverly enough, the giant beaver, was formerly found across large parts of North America. Skeletal remains from the giant beavers indicate it could grow to 8 feet in length and likely weighed more than 200 pounds, essentially the size of a 2 to 3-year-old brown bear. They had larger hind feet than the beavers of today, and I'm talking proportional to the body. What we don't know about them is whether they had webbing between the back toes or even if the tail was similar. We don't know these things because these body parts were made of soft tissues that rotted away, and nothing has yet been found to indicate what they might have looked like. It's probably just as well that we don't have any giant beavers around today. Trap prices for a good conibear are already high enough as it is, and an 8-foot beaver would need a lot more than a 330 to get the job done. Have a safe and delightful beaver roundup, everyone. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.